Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Rice Cast. My name is Anthony Russo. I'm sitting here, as always, with Dr. Pastor Willie Rice. Pastor Willie, how are you today?
Doing great. A lot going on, but having a great week here at Calvary.
Every week at Calvary is a great week at Calvary.
Well, most of the time that's true, yeah.
Every week's a great week at Calvary. We say it all the time because it's true. That's the thing. We are here. We are in our X150 Impact series. Another just outstanding weekend this last Sunday in services. We had our Collide weekend this last weekend. That was pretty special. Were you able to be at
any of that? Some of that certainly was there Monday night, and it was an incredible weekend. Around, I think, 280 students across our four campuses were here, and some other churches were able to join in, smaller churches that aren't able to do something like that, and we were happy to have them a part, and it was just fantastic. See all those students worshiping the Lord. They were here. I mean, what a weekend. They were here, I think, all day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I don't think they went home to Monday night at 9. And when they finally said, I was there when Matt Gibney got up and said, Collide is over. Collide weekend is over. And they just like, boo. They were like, no. And parents were probably going, yes.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, I say that just in jest. They're probably, ready to go home.
Sure.
But I think if I were a parent still of teenagers, I'd be like, I'm so grateful my students were so excited to be there. And they were. I think we baptized 15 or so on Monday night.
Yeah.
So it was a fantastic weekend. Shout out to all of our youth guys who are doing a fantastic job across all of our campuses. And it was a great weekend.
Yeah, I was chatting with, I don't want to quote who I was chatting with in case this number is off by a little bit, but I heard that this was the biggest Collide by nearly 100 students.
Wow,
so,
that's fantastic.
Like,
yeah.
Substantial weekend that was pulled off with excellence. We got to see the Collide worship band here at the Clearwater campus on Sunday. It's a special time in the student ministry every year when we do it, but this one had a lot of great energy. That was exciting. Along the lines of housekeeping things and special things going on, this coming Sunday, we got an old friend coming into town, Pastor Willie.
Yeah, more than an old friend, a mentor, a father in the faith, our beloved former pastor, Bill Anderson. Of course, he was my pastor, so, he was pastor here at Calvary 27 years in the over 150 year history of our church. No one has pastored a longer tenure than Dr. Bill Anderson. And there's just so much we could talk about his legacy the entire time. It's been a few years since he's been here. It's really been before COVID. A number of things. Obviously, COVID stopped traveling and so forth.
Right.
And even before that, his wife, Addie, of many, many years, had grown ill and frail, and he could not leave as much as he used to. And so he really deterred traveling. And I know there were a couple of times we had tried to get him to come. For years, he would come every year, once a year. It was kind of a ritual, and we always looked forward to a big weekend with Pastor Anderson coming back home. And we did that probably for 15 or so years. And then Addie became ill, and he was unable to come, and then, of course, COVID, and then she passed. And so it's been a couple of years now since he's been back to Calvary, and so it's been since before COVID, and certainly this is the first time since Addie has passed away, which was a little bit ago. So it's going to be special to have him back home and back at Calvary for the first time in a few years.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder if we might talk about that just for a minute, because I do know, we know coming out of COVID, all these new families coming into the Calvary
life
and may not have a sense of just the importance of Brother Bill, as I think he was most commonly referred to as around here. I guess maybe if you would, for some of our listeners, describe a little more just the impact on you personally. And how we might still be feeling his impact here at Calvary today.
Yeah, there's so many things. Again, 27 years, and I was, as some people know, part of my story is, for both Cheryl and I, we were students here in high school, late middle school, high school I was. Her family came to know the Lord here at Calvary. So he was our pastor. I really had two pastors growing up. at different points. And he was my pastor through my high school years, oversaw my ordination and licensing to ministry and all those things. Mm. So he had a profound impact on my life and continues to have a profound impact. We still talk every few weeks about various things. And, you know, just one of the wisest, most spiritual, most godly men that I've ever known. And, you know, for years, you know, people would come up and talk to me about, you know, they might think they were stepping on some kind of eggshell. Like, we really love Pastor Anderson. And my response was always, not as much as I do. Or, you know, at least I'm going to tie you for first in that department.
Yeah.
Because he had such an impact in my life. But if you talk about the legacy of Calvary, hey, our location, where we are now, mm-hmm. the fact that we moved outside of downtown Clearwater, that was yeah. his vision toward the end of his ministry, that the future was going to lie elsewhere in terms of our impacting this area. Calvary Christian High School was his brain child. He had the vision for starting a Christian high school in our area when a lot of people thought that was completely crazy. And those are just a few of the things. Several churches were planted. What many people don't know, today we have an East Lake campus, but that was originally planted as a mission church. That was a separate autonomous church for a number of years, but then struggled toward, you know, for a while. And now we've had a campus out there coming up on 10 years. But the fact that we have that property in that location, that goes back to his leadership, his ministry. Mm. And so many things that, you know, his quarter of a century plus leading at Calvary set the stage for where we are today
yeah.
and what we continue to reap the harvest in. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to calculate his influence. Mm. To us, it's incalculable. And for those who have come in the last few years, just know a great leader, a great preacher, I think a scholar, a theologian, one of the smartest men I've ever been around, mm. and just so wise. And you know, in a day when so many people don't finish the race well, he finished well, a man of character and integrity, a man of prayer, a man who was theologically rock solid. And so in just so many ways, we love and appreciate him, and he has had a great influence on us here at Calvary. So it's just going to be so good. So if you're new, we invite you to come Sunday night.
For sure.
Obviously, this is kind of for people who, you know, have an affinity for him. We knew we'd be attracted to this. But if you're new, we want you to come. It's going to be a time of kind of an interview, but we're just going to give him, you know, softball after softball, just letting him talk. And what we really want to do is just tell the stories of how this came to be on this campus and how he stewarded that. There are so many miracles that I just wanted people to hear. In fact, a couple of months ago, we were at lunch together, and somehow we got to talking about these things. And, of course, he just tells story after story after story.
Yeah.
And I just got to thinking, these stories need to be told.
Mm.
This needs to be recorded. This needs to be, preserved for the sake of posterity. So we're going to do that Sunday night. It's going to be a special time, and I hope many people will be here to be a part of it.
It is going to be so special. This Sunday night, 6 p.m. here at the Clearwater campus is where it's all happening. We're taking this event because we know traveling is hard for some. There's so many that I interact with online each and every week that it can just be very laborious to get to certain things. So this will be online if you cannot make it to the campus and you'd like to join us. We've gotten that question a lot. We will be streaming this particular thing, but you're going to want to be here at the Clearwater. It's so cool. It's happening at the Clearwater campus, and he was so instrumental in all that. It's going to be a special night. And we hope that you can join us. I'll put a link to that description and all that stuff in the show notes if you want to go back and check that out. Put that on your calendars to be a part of it. And it's very cool it's happening here because X150 is so tied. It's so fun to talk about because it's so tied to the legacy of Calvary as much as it is casting vision for the future of Calvary. Mm-hmm. I mean, many people, we say it a lot, you know, the whole thing started at the 150th anniversary of Calvary as a church. And you think about somebody who was leading it for 27 years of that. That's just special. It's special to see all that stuff come together, and it's going to be a great night. We talked some about the X150 Impact Vision this last Sunday. We talked about this is a particular topic that a lot of people have been excited about, a lot of energy behind, and it is none other than Calvary College, Pastor. I had a couple questions, follow-up questions for you about Calvary College. And my first one was this. Is this Calvary College? Is this something that we were kind of just within the last couple of months thinking, oh, where should we be headed? And maybe this would be a fun idea. Or is this an idea that goes back a little further than that for you?
No, it's actually something we've been thinking about for quite a few years. We've been even talking to a variety of partners through the last couple of years, and just the timing was never right. The door never opened. Mm. That was the right moment. And now the time seems right. There were a number of things, that just caused us to really start thinking about it. First of all, the success of our high school, which just has just grown up to be one of the largest in the state of Florida. So the fact that we have educational facilities and God seems to have blessed that effort. There seemed to be a need in this area. Mm. You know, there used to be a very thriving Christian college in Clearwater, the Clearwater Christian College, that had several hundred students. And for a number of reasons, it eventually had to close. To me, that leaves a gaping kind of hole in our area. Mm. Of fully accredited collegiate education. And so we were longing. We were longing for it, because then we saw all these young people coming into our orbit in interns and apprentices and so forth.
Yeah.
And so often they didn't have their college education completed, but they were local. They were in our ministry. So they had to go to local college options, many of which are good, mm-hmm. but they weren't, many of them are not Christian education a similar worldview. So they were just kind of check off the box by getting a collegiate education. We began to realize, hey, there's a need. I wish we had an option. So we spent some time talking to partners about that. And again, it just, for some reason, we just never write. I mean, even before COVID, we were talking to some people. Then COVID interrupted that. A lot of things were put on hold. So it's been something that we have been talking about and thinking about for a couple of years. Mm. And as we approach this last stage of X150 and began to envision X150 impact, we really identified it as one of the primary targets, one of the big headlines of this campaign that we felt like we should go after. And so the time seems right.
And we got a lot of the, if you were here Sunday or at any of our campuses, you got to meet the leader of what became like what will be our partner, Mr. Clayton Clore. Am I saying that last
yes,
time right?
Yes, Clayton Clore.
Clayton Clore. Outstanding guy. It was really just his energy about this partnership was just beaming off of that stage on Sunday. And again, if you missed that, we'll put the link in the show notes to the service. But I guess maybe for a listener, what are some things that make them such a uniquely advantageous partner for an initiative like this one?
Well, it just right partner, right time. And by the way, we were talking to Babson College of Florida even before. Just, again, COVID, number of things, just it wasn't the right time. Mm-hmm. So last year, and Clayton has been a pastor in Central Florida. He's well-credentialed, graduate of Mid-America Seminary, and spent a lot of time in institutional life at Mid-America Seminary. And in many ways, I knew Clayton for, we've known each other for, close to 20 years. Mm. And just, one of the sharp pastors in our state. And yet he, also had that itch for that, kind of institutional educational bent and wondered, maybe in the future is that part of his calling. So when he called me last year to say, hey, you haven't heard yet, but I'm going to be the next president of the Baptist College of Florida. Mm. First of all, it was fantastic. Perfect choice. Second thought was, hey, I got an idea. You need to know we were having that. And we spent, an hour talking. And he was like all in from the get-go. So it's the perfect timing. What makes him a partner? Obviously, a perfect partner. Obviously, Clayton's leadership. Coming in as a new president mm-hmm. who's very visionary, very entrepreneurial, and realizes that that college needs a presence on the peninsula of Florida. As he said, it's in the central time zone. 5% of Florida's population is in the central time zone.
I didn't know that until Sunday,
95% of Florida's population is in the Eastern time zone. And, he realizes that for that college to really meet the needs of Baptist churches in Florida, they need to be on the peninsula at some point, presence. So that's that's very much a part of their agenda. I told him about our desire to have collegiate education on our campus, real teachers, real classes, fully accredited, Christian worldview, theologically grounded, all of those things. They checked all those boxes. So while this is a school that a lot of people in our area don't know anything about because it's, you know, it's in an area of the state they never go to.
Right, right, right.
It's, you know, I think it's, he told me the other day, 2 miles from the Alabama line.
Gotta be, yeah.
So, I mean, 2 miles. I didn't know it was that close. So, you know, it's very close.
It's in South Alabama.
It really is. It's just really a suburb of Dothan, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you've been to Dothan, you go, there are suburbs to Dothan, Alabama. Well, this is Dothan's a great town. I love Dothan. I have family that live there. And, but it's just, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes from there. And so a lot of people don't know about it. Mm-hmm. But again, fully accredited. They're financially sound, no debt. They're theologically, maybe the most important to us is that they're theologically aligned. This has always been a conservative school, theologically grounded. And now with a new leader, a new president, visionary leader, it's just the right time. This is the right partnership. And it allows us from day one in the fall of 2024 to say there are college classes on our campus with live teachers. And it's going to be fully accredited. Mm. That's what we're working toward, that Calvary College will be an extension of the Baptist College of Florida. And we're working for that.
Super exciting. Yeah, that is just to think that we could be rolling that quickly. And his energy for the project, it was just an exciting thing to hear and discuss. I think that some people might have some questions. I might toss at you now. So it would be here at the Clearwater campus. Do we know exactly where these classes would be taking place? Or?
Yeah, one of the no, not exactly yet, but we've been asked that question a lot, so I'm happy to address it. We have several great opportunities, some that we're very excited about that I really even can't talk about in detail. But there are, first of all, I tell people we could start tomorrow if we had to, because we have obviously outstanding educational facilities as part of Calvary Christian High School. So if we needed to, we could, you know, have night classes from 5 to 10 in the evening, something like that. A lot of people have gone to college that way. So if we needed to, we could immediately start having collegiate classes next week if everything else were ready. We can do there. We have also explored the possibility of buying some structures nearby that are either on the market or we have reason to believe will be on the market. And we've looked at leasing space in nearby office areas. So we have a couple of options. And there are some options even now that really we even can't make public yet, but we're exploring very, very seriously. So we believe there are some real strong options to having a separate physical presence of Calvary College on our campus.
Exciting, exciting stuff. We actually also have a website up and running for this guy. Did you know that, Pastor Roy?
Yeah, I think so. Just for some initial information, absolutely.
You can put your email and your name in there so you can stay up to date. You can be the first one to be notified about what's going on at Calvary College. And I'll put that link in the show notes
fantastic.
As well, because I just love putting links in the show notes.
Okay.
That just gives me life. So another thing we talked about Sunday, we talked a lot about some practical things that are going on. But you went in on Sunday on the spiritual ramifications of pouring into tomorrow's leaders.
Yep.
That has been a part of the vision really from the start, the X150 vision. It was kind of like congealed in X150 Advance when we set the 150, raise up 150 champions. But when you think about tomorrow's faith leaders, you think about who will be the generation to come up and lead within our faith community following you. What do you think is the most important thing you can hand down to them, to tomorrow's faith leaders? What's the most important thing we can equip them with?
Well, always hard to say the most important thing.
Yeah,
the most important thing, obviously, is a relationship with God through Christ and to make sure their own spiritual walk is real and vibrant and grounded in gospel truth. You know, don't want to assume that's a given,
sure.
But it should be. But let's state that.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously, nothing greater we can give than to point people to the Gospels by which, if they trust in them, believe in the Lord Jesus, they can have a relationship with God. I would say, when you go beyond that, to me, for the next generation leaders, to be grounded in the truth, to be grounded in doctrinal, convictional truth. Now, there are so many things we want to hand down to them, practical skills and wisdom and all those things. But there is nothing so important, particularly in this age when the truth is under assault, as foundational, convictional, biblical truth, grounding them in the truth. And so as we look for a partnership and as we contemplate who we want to be, that's the thing we want to make sure, is that this would be the place that without apology, we are teaching not just consistent with a Christian worldview, but we are advocating and we are studying and we are preparing students who have a Christian worldview. College is different than high school, which is different than middle school. And we do not come at it and pretend to be unbiased. We think it's colleges on the left that tend to be indoctrination centers that you have to believe this, but we don't hesitate to say we are teaching from this vantage point. We do want people to think and to be able, it's not just, you know, I think education is not just what to think, but how to think, how to process correctly, how to think critically and discern carefully. But we clearly want to make sure people are aware of the gospel and that we are teaching consistent with the gospel, and that our goal is that we turn out students who are completely committed to the gospel and to the gospel mission.
And it will, there was another aspect too. I meant to bring it up a minute ago, but I know I had talked with Paul Colton about this at one point when we were discussing all this. And some people don't know that even to like go out and be a missionary with the IMB, there are certain collegiate like qualifications that need to be checked and things that people need to do, and something like this would allow us.
Yeah, there are, you know, there are in many things just a base level of educational requirements. People say why? Well, for the same reason that to do other things, you have to have certain base level requirements. Again, we want to make sure that people are prepared and they are educated to in a proper way. But for a Christian ministry, we also want to make sure they're grounded in doctrine and grounded in solid theological principles. Therefore, we value this. And you're right. Our mission partners, whether it be IMB or the North American Mission Board, there is a ground floor, if you will, base level of educational requirements that are necessary. So we've had students coming to us who need this, and we've just sent them to St. Pete College or USF or local colleges that, they're just checking off a box. Well, how much better would it be if they're not just checking off a box and say, I have a bachelor's degree? They're getting Christian training. They are being prepared for ministry. That's much more important. And that's what we're going to try to do here.
Super exciting. And again, I'll put the Calvary College link in the show notes, put the X150 link in the show notes, and I'll share this about that. If you go to calvary.us/X150, because I know we saw a lot of this already on Sunday, but you have people who have been involved in higher education or have taught at that level, and they are saying, hey, this sounds awesome. How can I get involved? If you go to calvary.us/X150, there's a button there, a link that you can click, and just express interest, and someone will follow up with you and tell you about ways that you can get involved as we're fleshing this whole thing out and bringing it to life. But thank you for sharing more about that, Pastor. This is something, again, I know a lot of our people are excited about. And as things develop and we have more fun things to share, I'm sure that we'll be sharing them. But this is a great 2 weeks as we started this campaign. You feel like there's a lot of good momentum behind it so far?
Absolutely. The enthusiasm's off the charts. Mm-hmm. People are enthusiastic. People are excited about the vision. They want to be part of it. And I just believe the next few weeks are going to be really exciting here at Calvary.
Special, special time. Thank you, listeners, for being here with us today. Appreciate everybody who listens to the podcast, reaches out, rates it, leaves a review. That's always so helpful. Again, all of these links, everything we talked about in the show notes, if you want to go back in and check all that out. And we hope to see you Sunday morning and Sunday night for the Bill Anderson event. And we'll be back here with another podcast very soon.